Another stop off on our cicada safari, this time on Culture File, as part of the festivities around the rare emergence of two broods of periodical cicadas together this month in Illinois, film and TV composer Brian Rudy was commissioned to create a musical work in celebration of the cicadas to be performed on a summer's evening in the woods of Lincoln Memorial Park on the banks of Lake Springfield. The event was instigated by a U.S. pest control brand, Orkin, who were quick to remind everybody that cicadas are not pests and are generally beneficial and they won't be answering anyone's calls to remove them, but who did show up with a nice slogan for the event, a trillion-piece performance 221 years in the making. The double emergence is a remarkable happening because the broods have life cycles presumably developed to avoid just such a clash, one emerging to breed every 13 years, the other every 17 years. The prime numbers making sure their arrivals coincide as infrequently as possible. An uncanny calculation, composer Brian Rudy celebrated in two melodies for his piece, one of 13 notes, one of 17 notes.
So that's 13 notes, and then the 17th note melody is... Play them together. Let's see if it's tricky to play them together. Let's see. That is a hacked up way to play it, but that's essentially how they go over the top of each other. A pest control company in the States called Orkin, and they have an advertising agency called DDB here in Chicago. They had been talking about this historic emergence of these two cicada broods, and Orkin thought it was a opportunity to do something that was a little more in tune with nature as opposed to killing bugs. They thought, hey, this is a bug we can celebrate because cicadas are pretty much beneficial, you know, to the environment and in a variety of ways. So they kind of tasked their advertising agency, come up with an idea of a way to celebrate this happening. So the team came up with this idea of doing, because the cicadas are so musical, they said, well, let's do something that's music oriented. And then they had the idea, let's have some music that is specifically composed to go with the cicadas and be, you know, have an event that's out in the forest. So this idea kind of snowballed. I remember last summer, you know, in our neighborhood here, we don't get a lot of the, especially this emergence, we haven't seen a lot of them. But I remember specifically last summer walking right over down the street on the sidewalk and hearing one and looking over and seeing it on the tree and studying it for a little bit because it was making that stereotypical sound, just wailing away. And I was fascinated by it.
People talk about the connection between electronic music and the sound of the cicada. Did that strike you on that moment?
Yeah, immediately, because they make a few different sounds, but one of the things they tend to do is this starting slowly, then speeding up, and then slowing down, a lot like an LFO would modulate a sound. And then even the specific, if you break down the specific rhythmic sound, it's got a lot of complex little glitches and things going on, which is very reminiscent of, you know, electronic, different electronic sounds you can make. This idea of doing a concert evolved. Then the idea came up, well, let's do kind of a cycle of musical compositions that follow the life cycle of the cicadas, and each act will, you know, kind of tell the story in musical terms of their life. So that between the sounds that they make and then the skeleton of telling their story, that kind of became the framework that we started to work within. My concern was how loud, because they kept telling us how loud these things are, and I thought, is it going to drown out the music? Or it turned out just perfect. They were singing, and it ended up, you could hear when the music, I don't know if this was just coincidental or if they were responding to the music, but the music would go into quiet passages, and you could hear the cicadas kind of ramp up as if they're filling the sonic space. So it was pretty wild.
Did you see them that night at all?
Oh, they were everywhere. They were everywhere. And they, sadly, we each had our own little stage, our own little pods that we were on, the 10 musicians. And I was on the little keyboard stage, and they would come up on my stage and then just die. Like, I think it was maybe the end of their cycle there. So a lot of them had been alive for however many weeks or days, and that was the end. And they decided, I'm going to go up on this guy's keyboard stage and die here. It was very sad, actually.
Had you, you do have a part of the piece about the end of the cycle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the pieces is called a requiem, you know, traditional requiem form, and it's a little tongue-in-cheek, you know, there's a big pipe organ, and it's over the top, but, you know, that's part of the spirit of how we did this thing, was over-dramatizing their lives.
Brian Rudy on his 13x19 Cycle of the Cicadas, which you can find on Spotify and see the original performance on YouTube.